listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. A man has died after falling from his motorbike in Rockhampton last night. Emergency services did their best to save him after being called to the Bruce Highway just south of the Yeppin roundabout at 10:30. Southbound lanes were closed for much of the night but have since reopened. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating and anyone who has info on the crash is asked to reach out. Meantime, police say they found a loaded handgun, ammo, cash and $176,000 worth of drugs during raids across central Queensland. Two men are expected in the Emerald Magistrates Court today on multiple charges, one of them also accused of stabbing a man in Bluff in January. Two other men are facing a combined 9 related drug offences after police allegedly seized $30,000 worth of illicit substances during traffic stops in Emerald and Comet. Detective Sergeant Dylan Brook from Emerald Police says the arrests and seizures will have a substantial impact on the illicit drug market across CQ and Queensland. And doctors say the cause of a massive spike in RSV cases is hard to determine, but believe increased socialisation since COVID is playing a part. Cases have doubled across the state compared to this time last year, with almost 200 recorded in CQ since January. Dr. Sophie Wen urges parents to take advantage of the state government's $31 million RSV program to get their babies vaccinated if eligible.
So for all eligible, you know, babies that are going to be born in time for this RSV immunisation program, it's really important that the families consider this and take up on the offer.
In sport, the Capras men are regrouping after a scoreless second half on the weekend handed Mackay Cutters an easy 26-14 win. It was an identical score and story for the Capras women.